Welcome to the Railway News Roundup sponsored by CTM, the industry's first integrated competency management and training marketplace. The Railway Industry Association says it is disappointing that the Rail Enhancements budget has reduced by £1 billion. RIA says recent confirmation following the spending review that Rail Enhancement investment will reduce by more than £1 billion over the current five-year funding period. Darren Kaplan, Chief Executive, says taking the foot off the pedal now on rail investment will not help for when passengers return following the coronavirus pandemic. Go Ahead, one of the country's leading bus and train groups, signalled growing confidence in a return to some normality next year, announcing that it is to reinstate its dividend payments. An article in The Times says passenger groups have been on life support during the pandemic, with the Treasury underwriting huge losses as a result of a drop in customer numbers caused by the government policy of telling the public to avoid public transport. The article says that Go Ahead said it will be more profitable than expected because of a contractual outperformance in London. One of Scotland Yard's top officers has been chosen to lead the British Transport Police. The Evening Standard features the article that Deputy Assistant Commissioner Lucy D'Orsi is replacing the retiring Chief Constable Paul Crowther, who is stepping down in February after 40 years with the police. Crossrail is employing 140 drivers to operate trains through central London up to 18 months before the heavily delayed line opens to passengers. The Times says it was revealed yesterday that the drivers, who were earning up to £62,533 a year for a four-day week, were being retained for tests on the 13-mile tunnel section through central London. Finally, in Clare, Mann's been appointed Managing Director of South Western Railway, will take up her post early in 2021. Mark Hopwood, currently Interim Manager of SWR, will return to be Managing Director of GWR on the 4th of January next year. Meanwhile, Matthew Galton, who has led Great Western Railway since last January, will be seconded to First Rail in the new interim role as First Rail Business Development Director. That's it from today's roundup. For the latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.